Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that too loud for y'all? How's it going tonight, everybody? Yeah, come on, make some noise tonight. How's it going tonight? We are at Resurgence, downtown 55 Chicago Street. I need y'all here. If y'all not here yet, everybody, we live for the release of the Buffalo Rumblings IPA. And we're actually, it's a lot of people here, some for us, some not, but it's a party tonight. I got Nate Geary in the building. I got the Market Dominator is here. Tracy's here. Everybody's here. Everybody's here. Make some noise one more time for yourselves one time tonight. We are live right now. If you are, if you're following Buffalo Rumblings on any of the social networks, you will be seeing this live. If you want to find us on YouTube, you'll be seeing this live. You can listen to it tomorrow in the podcast form on Spotify, on iTunes, anywhere that you can find a podcast, you'll be able to listen to this live. So this is the time to shine. We're going to get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, if y'all not here, y'all need to get here. I promise. Y'all need to get here. We're going to start off first. I'm going to call my guy up. It's the time to shine. So we're going to get right into it. Justin, come on up, man. We're gonna give you a time to shine. Yeah, we're going to start with Justin. And just so everybody knows, this event and the release and everything is being sponsored by the Market Dominator. We're going to hear from him in a little bit. We're also going to hear from Buffo and Weck is also a sponsor. You might want to grab a mic, man. They can't hear you without the mic. Yeah. Cool. We got Pat Moran in the building. Shout out to Pat Moran. So, it's our time to shine. What's your hot take or question for tomorrow?
I think that Devin Singletary and Zach Moss will both get a touchdown tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, Bills fans, he said that he thinks tomorrow Zach Moss and Devin Singletary will get a touchdown tomorrow. How likely y'all think that'll be? You with it? You with it? I think so. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars obviously are not the strongest of teams to be doing. Oh, I hear it. We got the shout song breaking out. I got the shout song breaking out. But, yeah, I don't think that the Jacksonville Jaguars have the defense or the offense to hang with the Buffalo Bills tomorrow. So what I'm looking forward to seeing is, you know, I'm looking to see a strong performance from the run. You know, we've been having difficulty with our backfield. You know, we had a couple games there where they looked pretty good. But lately, it hasn't been as sharp. So what is it that you think will improve that will allow us to run against them? You don't know?
Nope.
You just think we're better?
Basically, yeah. They're Jaguars. We're the Bills.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about – yeah.
Thank you.
Matt is teaching people how to speak into the mic. So the Jaguars they drafted, okay, the number one overall pick, they have Trevor Lawrence, right? And he looks to be, if not, you know, he's not ready yet, but I feel like he looks very solid. He has like 5 or 6 plays a game that makes you say, okay, oh crap, this dude is for real. What do you, what's your take on Trevor Lawrence? How do you think he looks? What can we expect out of him going against our defense?
Well, with our defense, a passing defense, feeling confident in that. They're missing DJ Chark. By their number one wide receiver. So I think probably about 225 yards from Lawrence, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown.
Okay. Who do you think? I just need to know who you think going to get the interceptions.
I'm going Trey and Micah Hyde.
Trey and Micah Hyde. All right. I'm going with it. So my man Justin said that, you know, we're going to get 2 rushing touchdowns, 1 from Motor and Moss, and then we're going to get some turnovers on the other end. man, let everybody know where they can follow you, where what your social is and all that stuff, so we can make sure they know who we're talking to.
All right. Oh, my Twitter is I am the Niz.
That's I am the Niz. All that's right. About it. We appreciate you, man. We're going to get some more people coming in here. Kyrie, come on up from BNMC real quick. This is one of the sponsors of the event.
Damn, so,
yeah, I put you on the spot without even asking. This is the first time I got to have my brother on with me, so I'm going to do
up,
it anyway.
What's up, y'all?
He got on the Buffalo Kid shirt, okay, so we're doing
you
know, it.
You feel me? You see me? I'm out here.
So, but, so you're one of the sponsors. BNMC has graciously donated some funds towards what we're doing. Why don't you just first talk a little bit about what BNMC is, what you do, and really how you're helping the community of Buffalo.
Okay. BNMC stands for Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus. It is, even though we are on the campus, we are not Roswell, UB, Kaleida, none of them. We're actually the nonprofit that convenes and makes sure that everybody plays well on the in the sandbox. I am the director of inclusion, so I'm making sure that everybody has pathways and opportunities to access all of the resources and stuff on the campus.
Nice. BNMC is a big deal. I got to introduce you to the market dominator before you go, because gotcha. I think that you two can really hit it off. So tomorrow, the Bills are going up against Jacksonville.
Okay.
What you think?
I think we are going to absolutely destroy them.
We're going to murder them.
Yeah.
We're going to spank them.
Oh, yeah.
Smack that ass.
Uh-huh.
It's going down.
It's going down.
What? Give me a hot take. Something that you think wild might happen.
Something wild? I don't know. Maybe I think that Josh Allen might run somebody over. I mean, that's not too wild, but I do think Josh Allen might run somebody over.
Tonight. I feel like we're getting used to seeing Josh run people. Like, every week, Josh runs somebody over.
He's built like a truck. I mean, how does he not run
He's a Mack truck. Yeah. He's a So, but I'm looking forward to it. I think the thing is, though, I don't want him to run people over no more.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm scared that he's going to get hurt. Like, okay, so a lot of comparisons between, it was like Josh and Cam.
Right.
And now we see Cam's career is basically done.
Trashed, yeah.
You see a lot of other guys who are bigger but could run like that and make people, you know, actually regret trying to tackle them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it catches up.
Yeah.
And even though Derrick Henry's not a quarterback.
I was literally about to say Derrick Henry. I mean, he's running over people. He gets hurt because, I mean, it's a lot of wear and tear on your body.
And first of all, I've never seen a dude that big and strong be that fast.
And that I was literally about to say that fast.
Yeah, like, man.
Why? Why is he that fast? He's like a Madden character.
Yeah.
You know, the one that you create.
Literally.
You put everything to 99, that's him.
You make him like 6'10". You make him 255 pounds and like just 99 speed,
exactly.
99 strength, 99
exactly.
catch.
Exactly.
So, but I appreciate you guys stopping through. Shout out to Matt.
Yep. Matt Instis.
Yeah, shout out to Matt Instis. He's the CEO or president?
CEO.
CEO of BNMC. Anybody else that we need to shout out here?
Just the whole team. We just say
shout out to the whole team at BNMC.
Yep.
Man, thank y'all for doing this, and thanks for coming.
We appreciate you.
I see my goddaughter. Oh, she was around here somewhere.
They're all over there. I got all three of my kids.
All three of the chillins over here somewhere.
Yep.
So, but I appreciate you, man. We're going to get
you
to the next one. We're going to go with my man, Craig. What up, Craig? Yeah. Oh, we got comments popping. I ain't even paid attention to the comments.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, Jamie's in the building. What up, Jamie? Who else we got? We got Shane in the building. We got Nautica in the building. How's everybody doing? I wish y'all were here to enjoy this beer. The beer is really good. Is everybody that's had it, have you all, is the beer good or no?
It's very good.
The beer is good. Those of you who haven't gotten it yet, it's on tap. Go ahead and get the Buffalo Rumblings beer. It's really good. Also, the Big Berry Bean is still on tap. Go ahead and get the Big Berry Bean and support the Bills Mafia Babes.
I thought you said beer. I thought you said enjoy the beards.
Well, I mean, it's the beard gang right now.
It is.
Beard gang in the building.
Yeah.
Got my man Craig. Craig, why don't you let everybody know your username and all that so they'll know who we're talking to?
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter, Craig5445. Yep.
There we go. So, it's your time to shine, man. What you think? What's going on tomorrow?
You know, I have one concern.
Okay.
The offensive line.
You're concerned about the offensive line?
Injuries.
Okay. Right?
So how do you think cohesiveness will go tomorrow? I know it's not the hardest offensive line to play against.
Right.
But it's Josh Allen against Josh Allen.
You know what? That you bring up a good point. It is a little concerning that we're going up against Josh Allen. Like, he's a stud. And I know, obviously, when we hear Josh Allen, we think of 17. But the Josh Allen on the other side, he's a pretty good, you know, he's a pretty good player. And I think Josh Allen, our guy, made it clear, like, hey, I want to meet him before the game and talk to him after the game. I do not want to talk to him during the game. But as far as the offensive line, the thing that I agree, I'm a little concerned about the cohesion because, you know, Spencer is out.
John Feliciano went on IR.
John Feliciano's out. And the thing is, so, A, do you expect us to bring – is Cody Ford going to get the start? Is Ike Butker going to get the start?
Right.
And then the thing is, if say it's Cody Ford. Cody Ford gets the start. Are we confident that Cody Ford is going to perform up to the level that we need him to?
Correct. And they didn't do anything at the trade deadline to enforce an offensive line. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should do screen passes right off the bat instead of going to Emmanuel Sanders. Maybe it's a Cole Beasley game. I don't know if he's playing because he's hurt with the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be an Isaiah game. But it might not be an Emmanuel game if that offensive line can't work together.
Yeah, it's going to be big. We just had Justin come up, and he mentioned that he wants to see the running game happen. You know, and the running game won't improve if we don't have the offensive line to do so.
Well, Nate's not going to like the offensive line or not going to like the run a lot, right? He's not listening to me right now.
But. Well, it's a lot of people. Nate doesn't like the run. It's a lot of people who don't like the run. He's giving me the thumbs down now, but the thing is, I'm gonna argue with him. And when we do the chop up in a little bit, I'm gonna argue with Nate because I think it's important to have a run game. I do. I don't think that we need to run more. I just think we need to be better.
You can use Josh Allen as a running back. So.
True, but I don't want to.
You don't have to, but you can.
We gotta have a running back or two running backs that are the best running backs on the team. Right now, our best running back is our quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. That's a fact. So, real quick, man, give me a score prediction for tomorrow. What you think is going to happen?
You know, it really depends. Is Jordan Poyer playing tomorrow?
Jordan Poyer is going to play.
He does really well in Florida. That's where he grew up. I think he'll have an interception. I think this defense plays a lot better than it did last week. So, we're going to go with 35-17
Buffalo Bills over the Jacksonville Jaguars is the pick that my man Craig is going with. I think it's gonna be like that. I'm gonna give you that. But wait, you think they're gonna score that much against us?
Well, I mean, they may not have a running game themselves, right? Carlos Hyde.
They don't.
Starting.
They don't. Carlos Hyde is gonna be playing. I think James Robinson may be out with a foot injury.
Right, but they do have Marvin Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They do have Dan Arnold. You can't dismiss. That tight end, and they do have Laviska Shenault, so they may be able to throw the ball if the defensive line is not able to get home. If I were McDermott, I'm not. I'd probably play Boogie tomorrow.
Yeah,
and sit someone else.
Yeah,
get that rush.
Yeah, I would agree. I would make them shut down the pass and force them to run. Like, look, y'all gonna have to beat us on the ground. Y'all gonna have to do it. I mean, and you can't keep up with the offense, so. I just feel like there's no way the Bills lose this game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to my guy, Craig, man. Thank you for coming through and kicking it with us tonight. I want to take a quick minute to grab another one of our sponsors. We are also sponsored by Buffalo and Weck. I'm going to ask my guy to come up real quick. He got the beer in his hand, but we're going to bring him up anyway. Oh, he dropped the beer.
I don't want to be live on camera with the beer, so.
Well, hey, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It happens. Don't drink, children. Don't drink.
And, or at least enjoy it if you do.
But what's going on, man? Why don't you let everybody know who we're talking to, where they can find you, what you got going on, and then we'll ask you a little bit about the game.
What's up, guys? I'm Josh from Buff on Weck. Buff on Weck on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. We're on all the channels. Just like to make some fun Bills-inspired gear. Trying to do something a little different than everybody that's out there. Got to hook up Jay Spence with these chop up t-shirts.
We got the new chop up gear coming. Y'all gonna see the link for that soon.
So yeah, that's it. It's all good.
All right. Well, I need y'all to go and support Buffalo and Weck. I'm gonna make sure I post the link a little bit later on. But hey, this guy is doing it. He has a ton of great designs. I can't wait. I gotta get the Trey White. He got like a Chronic. It looks like the Chronic logo with Trey White in there. Fire.
The old Dr. Dre album cover. We flipped that. That was actually the first tee we ever did.
Why don't you, real quick, can you grab the newer ones for us real quick so we can show them? They have a couple new designs that we absolutely want you to see because, you know, so the first one is for Motor Singletary, and it's just like the perfect, it's the perfect shirt. So head over to Buff on Wet, grab the Motor Singletary shirt, and then we got the, this is the one. The Only Slams represents Bills Mafia like no way. You know what I mean? Like no other company is going to represent like that because we the only ones that slamming through these tables the way we do them. Fire, fire, fire. Look at Josh. Just look at Josh. Trust the process, people. Let's get it. So let's talk about this game a little bit, man. What do you think going to happen tomorrow?
I'll tell you what, I got a hot take for tomorrow.
Okay, hit me.
The reemergence of Cody Ford.
The
first here, Cody Ford has been putting in work. You're going to see something out of my man.
That's a hot take for damn sure. He said we're going to see Cody Ford reemerge. Now, I would like to see it because I'm a huge supporter of Cody Ford. When over the summer, there was like some people talking crap like, oh, he's a disappointment and he needs to be cut and all this crap, right? I'm a big supporter. The thing is, though, when you watch the film from the beginning of the season, he just hasn't really – he hasn't gotten a push. He hasn't been the guy that we expected him to be when we drafted him. The thing is about that, the Bills have played musical chairs with this guy since he's come into the league, and it's frustrating.
Sure.
It's annoying. It's tiring. It's like, come on, man. Like, let him play one position. I think the position that he belongs at is right guard.
I agree 100%.
So I would like to see him at right guard. So tomorrow, you think they're going to put him on the left side, or you think, you know, how do you think that's going to play out? Like, how is this going
to
shuffle?
I would like to see him at right guard, shuffle Williams back out to tackle because Brown's injured. Bakker at left, I think he's going to be fine. You're going to see something out of him. Wake up call here. He's been shuffled around, can't stick anywhere on the line. He's a big guy, powerful guy. I think you're going to see an improvement on the inside of that line tomorrow.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Justin earlier said that, you know, the run game, we expect two touchdowns out the running game tomorrow. I think we can expect two touchdowns because the Jaguars just aren't good.
Sure.
But I wouldn't expect two rushing touchdowns if we were playing against anybody else.
Does Josh have both of those touchdowns?
No, he said one from Zach and one from Motor.
It's very ambitious.
Super ambitious. But, hey, Justin... You know, he's not a good bet. First of all, let me just talk about Justin for a second. He loses money every week. He loses money every week. He doesn't listen to me. I keep telling him, dude, you need to listen to me when you're putting money down. He first of all, you don't bet on boxers. I tried to tell him last time. He bet. Who did you lose money on? He did a parlay, and he bet money
on. He doesn't even know. That's how much he follows boxers.
Exactly. He loses so much that he can't remember the last time that he lost that money. I'm going to start betting you is what I'm going to do. Yeah, let's go head-to-head, bet some money there. But so real quick, man, give me a give me a score prediction?
No score prediction yet.
Let me get a score prediction.
35-17 is pretty accurate, but I'm going to go lower. I'm going to go like
35-12.
I'm not even sure they get in the end zone against.
So you're giving them four field goals?
Four field goals.
Okay, that's a good fantasy day for the kicker.
It is. And a bad fantasy day for my fantasy team. First place with James Robinson on the bench out for this week.
Yeah, it sucks. So I'm a Travis Etienne fan. So I know we drafted Groot.
Why did they draft Etienne? I still don't
know.
That's
the question.
Robinson's a stud, man. He's a good back.
That's the question. Why are we drafting a running back when you have James Robinson? He's an elite. Last season's performance puts him in that elite category.
Agree. And I'll tell you what, did them drafting him prevent us from drafting him?
I would like to think so.
I didn't want it to happen at all. I'm glad it didn't happen. But.
See, I wanted him. I did. I wanted to draft him, but I was
no first round running backs, no high contract running
backs.
Listen,
man, you listen to Bruce too much.
No,
you gotta stop listening to Bruce's show, man. Bruce has everybody saying no running backs in the first round. Greg Thompson. Shout out to my guys at Cover One. Everybody thinks you shouldn't take a running back in the first round. I'm going to tell you what.
Can't do it.
You give me Travis Etienne. You give me Najee Harris. Or go back in the past. You give me Saquon Barkley type talent. I'm taking them 10 times out of 10.
And look what happened to all these guys so far. Barkley, nothing.
injuries, riddled with injuries. Even Derrick Henry, they rode him for how long?
But this is the problem. The problem isn't that they got drafted in the first round. The problem is they use them and only them in the game. If you give this football team a Derrick Henry, he's not rushing the ball 35 times a game.
But if you're not going to give him the ball 35 times a game, you don't draft him that high or pay him that much money.
I don't know. That's a good point. We could talk about that. Let's talk about it a little bit. Because I feel like even if you draft a guy that high and you're not going to use him that much, you know the talent that they have. So at the times of the games where you need them to take over, it's there. You just don't have to – like, you don't have a need of them to take over when you have Josh Allen, you know, sitting out the fourth quarter because we got the bench. You know, we cleared a bench out because Josh has us up 45 to 10.
I mean, not this week. Do you see Mitchell's out with on the COVID list?
I did. I saw Mitchell's out. But you know what? David Webb is our guy. I like him very much.
David Webb is my guy. I'm a big David Webb fan.
Yeah. So I think obviously he's a backup, and we don't want to see our backup at all anyways.
I mean, if we're up by 40, I want to see the backup.
Yeah. At that point, I want to see him, but I don't anticipate him prayerfully and hopefully so. He's not going to play during the game, unless we're up like that.
Not what it matters. Right?
Yeah. So, but no, I'm looking forward to it, man. But hey, thank you. Thank you for coming out tonight and sponsoring the event. And man, I'm definitely getting one of those Buffalo by Nature shirts before we leave out of here.
We got you covered.
Yeah, definitely doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all go check out Buffalo and Weck. They got a bunch of great merchandise. Again, go over there and get the Chop Up joint too. It's there. It's happening. Chop Up coming up next. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We're going to get Matt. We got the big dog in town. Y'all don't get to see him on screen much. But we got...
I'll put down my beer for one second.
Everybody wants to put down a beer, and I'm the only one that looks like an alcoholic up here.
Here. Okay, there
we go.
Cheers. There we go.
Buffalo Rumblings. To Buffalo Rumblings.
Cheers. I got the logo shirt on. I got the Buffalo Rumblings masks.
Got it all going.
Ready.
So, first, let's talk about this beer, man. This is a great event, great opportunity.
Yeah, Resurgence did a nice job with the Buffalo IPA. I really like it. It's nice if you guys are here in the brewery right now, you should get one on tap.
Yeah, get one on tap. We have them bottled up or canned up too. They're going to be in Wegmans. They're going to be in Consumers. So, if you're not here and you do want to try them, make sure you get out to Wegmans or Consumers to try it. What you think about tomorrow? What's going to happen?
I mean, it's hopefully one of those get right games for the Bills where they can get back on track in really every area. Obviously, there's some concern on the offensive line with John Feliciano going on IR and all the changes that they have to go through with Spencer Brown still down. But, you know, I just don't see any reason why the Bills won't have a nice game tomorrow.
We talk about Feliciano being out, and we talk about so even with Feliciano being healthy, when he was healthy, are you one of the guys that's on the Feliciano train? Do you feel like, hey, no, like this guy isn't as bad as everybody's saying lately, or, you know, where are you at with him?
I liked him a lot better when they re-signed him. He came back this year after having lost a lot of weight over the offseason, and the Bills apparently didn't tell him to do that, and he just kind of did it on
So he went rogue.
Right. I'm not going to say that. But oh, it's up here.
See, now that
I'm a music teacher, I should know how
now
to
they're
the
teaching
microphone.
Matt how to use the mic.
I already told one guy how to use the microphone. Anyway, I mean, he came back underweight, I think, for his playing style. And so, I mean, one of the things I said at the beginning of the season was that I think that's a good place to look if you're looking at NFL draft prospects, is at that offensive guard spot. Maybe even the offensive guard who could play center in the future for Mitch Morris or something like that, like the Eric Wood mold. But, I do think they need at least depth on the offensive line. I mean, Ike Butker is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Cody Ford, whether he pans out or not, we don't really know, but he's trending to the not right now. So I do think they do need to get that offensive guard.
Everybody keeps reminding Matt to bring the mic up to us.
I can do it. I know how to do it.
Do it.
Thank you.
Do it.
I'm here. Okay.
Well, so let me ask you this, too. I'm going to keep picking on Justin for a moment, but only because I feel like that comment was actually – so it's one that I've been kind of – you know, I've been pounding the table for a run game since last season. And everybody jumped on me because they're like, Spence, Josh, we finally got a quarterback that can throw for 400 yards in a game and five touchdowns. Why do you want a run game so badly? And then we saw in the playoffs why we need a run game so badly. Where are you, like, how do you feel about Zach and Devin Singletary? And then what do you feel about how the running game is to this point in the season?
Well, I think it's disappointing this season. I was expecting it to come in with, you know, the revamped offensive line, especially after they moved Darrell Williams over to right guard and put Spencer Brown in the lineup, that they would have, you know, a really successful run game. And I don't think it's been very successful. I don't necessarily need, like, tons of yards. I need it to be effective when they ask them to do it. So yards per attempt is way more important to me than total yards.
Right.
And I just – Singletary and Moss haven't taken the next step in their progression that I wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not ready to draft a first-round running back, but you know, I'm a lot closer to it than I was before.
Everybody just team up against Spence because I just said, let's draft the running back in the first damn round.
I had to say it. I mean, someone has to say it. I have a microphone, so I said it.
Yeah, you got. He's like, I got the mic. I'm going to say it. Well, so this is the reason why I say, you know, draft him in the first round. So we've 2 years in a row now. Well, not this year, but 2 years in a row prior to this year, we drafted a running back in the third round, which typically seems to be the sweet spot, right? So Alvin Kamara was in the third round. You got a bunch of other good guys that came out in the third round. We don't hit well in the third round, apparently, with running backs. And like I just said, we don't need a running back to be the workhorse. Like, we don't need a guy to get 30 carries a game. But if you give me a Saquon Barkley-type talent, those 15 carries – with the offense like that we have, there's going to be lanes open. There's going to be, and then I just think we really need a guy with the same caliber of talent as Josh Allen behind quarterback.
I mean, that's a high bar. Same caliber as Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, we had it in the 90s.
Well, yeah, we did have it in the 90s. It was also a different game back then, too.
It was.
I mean, I want somebody who can hit the hole a little bit. Whether it's the vision problem or if it's the speed problem, I want somebody that can hit the hole better than the two guys that are back there now. And I think each of them has, you know, their own little flaws. Singletary optimized himself as much as he possibly could this season. And he's still kind of going out there and laying an egg when he gets the chance. I mean, they're both adequate running backs, but when you draft a guy in the third round, you want a guy that's probably going to be better than an adequate running back. And there's definitely room to upgrade there. I don't know if that's where I want to spend my draft capital, but it's certainly a place to upgrade.
Right, right. Well, what about we got Matt Breida, who typically all year has been on the practice squad or not active. He's been on the 53, but not active. What about Matt Breida? He has the speed.
Yeah, it's mostly a numbers game most of the time. I mean, I would love to see what he could do. I mean, they had him sub in for Isaiah McKenzie a little bit in the preseason. You know, he's got the quickness. If he could come in and add some of that spark in the backfield, I think it would be a good thing for them. And maybe this is the week to do it, or whether because they think the Bills are going to be up by so many points that they can, you know, use him at the end of the game instead of using their top guys, or if it's just because, you know, they've got guys that are hurt and they don't need to make him inactive. They don't have the numbers game. So maybe this is going to be their chance to kind of like test a couple things that they haven't done since week one when he was active.
All right. One more question before I get you out of here, because I want to flip to the defensive side. It seems the last couple weeks, especially last week, Vernon Butler got a lot of attention in a bad way. How do you feel about the defensive line? I feel very confident with most of those positions. What do you feel going forward with the defensive line and Vernon Butler's position or place on this roster?
Well, I don't know what his place is on the roster past this week. I thought he might be the guy that they released at the trade deadline to add another player via trade or, you know, put him as part of the package or whatever. But he's probably going to be inactive for the rest of the season unless there's an injury on that defensive line. They can run too deep at all those positions. He's a guy that I was really hoping would be versatile for them on the defensive line, and he just hasn't been good enough. He hasn't been better than really anybody else that's on there, especially when you know, Greg Rousseau came in, and shout out to the Greg Rousseau jersey.
Yeah, here. Shout out to Greg Rousseau. My man's got on the Greg Rousseau jersey real quick.
He came in, and he was so good right away, and it was kind of surprising to me personally.
He shocked me, for sure.
So they can run too deep at all those positions. I just don't see how Butler is going to get on the field, let alone make any impact when he does get on the field without an injury.
All right. Well, I'm hoping this, if he's going to stick and he's going to be active, I hope, because, you know, like, so a couple of years ago, fans were like, well, Starla Tulele doesn't deserve the contract he has. And I'm hoping that he turns into the guy that performs like Star.
Star's been good.
Yeah, Star's been awesome. Star's been awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, shout out to my guy, Matt. He is the big boss, the top dog at Buffalo Rumblings. Make sure, tell everybody where they can follow you and you know, your content.
I'm on Twitter at Matt Rich Warren and all the Buffalo Rumbling social media accounts. I'm there sometimes, and Danielle's there other times. Shout out, Danielle.
Master man.
Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Shout out to Buffalo Rumblers, man. This has been the best thing that I've ever done by joining this network. I promise you, this has been the best thing. Eli, it's your time to shine, man. Come on up. I just love the fact that you're wearing a Greg Rousseau jersey. I just love it.
Oh, and it's autographed too.
It was a Christmas gift that came early.
That's a nice one.
Spoiled. Spoiled. What up, Eli?
How's it going?
It's going well, man. Is my mic just louder than everybody else's, or am I just speaking loud? Oh, okay. So everybody else don't know how to speak in the mic. This is my guy, Eli. Eli, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on your socials?
I'm on Twitter, Eli_PAD1224.
All right, man. So give me your hot take or your whatever for tomorrow. Well, let's talk about the game.
Pick six from
Pick six.
Oh yeah, Trey White.
Trey, my dog. He said we're gonna get a pick six from Trey White. How y'all feel about that? It's Trey Day tomorrow, right? So how do you feel overall the defense is gonna do? Is it gonna be a dominating game, or is it going to be like last week? I expected the Bills to be dominant against Miami. It didn't look like that.
Well, I think we're just getting used to see the defense dominate every week, but tomorrow shouldn't be any difference.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like they should dominate the game, should get a couple of sacks. You know, I think it's going to be just like a normal day for the Bills on the defense side.
Yeah.
Actually, I have another take.
Okay.
My man is going to play tomorrow, Cody Ford.
Okay.
No sacks. He won't allow any sacks.
Cody Ford, that's the second Cody Ford hot take of the night.
That's my guy.
So you think Cody's going to come and he's going to do his thing and he's going to earn his earn his job back?
It will.
Okay. I don't know, man. Like I trust me, I want to see that. I really absolutely want to see Cody Ford win his job back, but the thing is, he just hasn't been consistent. And over the course of his career now, he's been with us a few years. He hasn't been consistent for his entire career. He hasn't put a 4 or 5 game stretch of games together that were good at all. So it's concerning because as much as we want him to succeed and as much as we, you know, it seems like the team invests in him and the team wants him to play well, he just doesn't quite get it.
No, he's been inconsistent, that's for sure. But injuries haven't helped at all either. He's been switched positions way too many times, in my opinion. But, you know, he'll keep grinding. Tomorrow won't be any difference from him, you know, and I think he will have a good game.
Let me ask you about my dog, man. How's Tremaine going to do?
Catch bodies out there.
Yeah, catching bodies.
That's, you know.
That's what he does.
Don't be surprised if he had a pick tomorrow, too.
I need him to get a pick.
He will.
Yeah. I need Tremaine to get a fumble or a pick tomorrow. I think he's going to get that done. I think he's going to get that done for sure.
I think it's going to be an easy game from the Bills, you know, score prediction like 45-16.
45-16?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going blowout for real?
Why not?
What y'all think, Bills Mafia? He said 45-16 for the score tomorrow. Y'all think that's doable? 45-16. 45-zip. My man Ramon said, yo, we it's over. All right. Hey, shout out to Tate. Man, everybody in the building. I appreciate y'all coming through, showing some love here. 45-16.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me this. With that score, how many – give me a Josh Allen stat line. What do you think Josh is going to do?
1 rushing touchdown, 3 passing, yards, at least 300.
I'm with it. No interceptions?
No.
Where are you at right now with Josh? Where do you think Josh is on the MVP voting? Like, if the season ended today – where are you at with the MVP and Josh?
Right now, I don't think he's like the main candidate of winning the MVP, but he's there in the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Kyler Murray having a great season.
Yeah.
You have Matthew Stafford, which revived his career with Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Which, I mean.
That was the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, perfect marriage of offensive mind and offensive talent.
You still have Brady, then I can throw Josh Allen there. Obviously, people not going to give the credit to 17 because of the teams we have played. But, you know, those are my candidates for now.
Sorry, I was just checking this. It's a comment that's saying that they hope Joe is well. Joe is all good. My man Joe Miller. Oh, he's in the doggone comment. Shout out to Joe Miller,
the host of
Time to Shine. Joe, my man, the market dominator, just said, "Woo!" Joe is—he's partying right now. He's out on the beach right now with a drink and with his feet in the sand.
He's in a nice place.
Yeah. So, but shout out to Joe for letting me host this show, man. It's gonna be cool. We're actually almost done with this one. We're gonna get ready for the chop up pretty soon. We got a couple all stars in the building. Shout out to my man Joe Kroon. What up? What up? I mean, y'all could have clapped for Joe. I mean, right, like, shout out to everybody. So, Eli, I appreciate you, man. And you already told everybody where to find you on your socials. Ooh, those look good. Trey walking past with this tray of food. I'm about to pig out after this. It's going down. All right, so thank you, man. I appreciate it. We got my sister, my homegirl, Tia Stale, representing the Built In Buffalo Network.
What up?
Oh, see, she know how to use a mic. T know how to use a mic.
I'm going to stand up.
Pause.
All right. I agree. Right.
Pause.
For sure. Pause.
Pause. What's up, T?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm happy you're here.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm happy
shot.
To be here. We're going to Well, I'm not doing a shot, but I cheer to it.
In order for me to be on the mic,
we're going
to
do a shot after, though. I got
okay.
you. Going to do a shot after.
Thank you.
But so T. Estelle, host of, well, co-host of Not Your Average Podcast in the 716.
Yes.
You're a contributor for Built in Buffalo. Y'all been doing big things.
Yes.
So before I ask you about a take for tomorrow or anything you got going on, kind of just let me know where you're at, what you, you know, where your content is and where they can find you.
Well, again, I am T. Estelle, one half of Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. We don't take ourselves too serious. You know, we talk about the Buffalo Bills. We talk about a lot of stuff. But, you know, me and my guy, we joke. You know, again, we don't take ourselves too serious. But you can find me on the Building Buffalo Network. You can find me on Spotify, Twitter, as T. Estelle. Yeah, just type it in. I'm there.
Let's get it. I'm a piggyback off of the conversation we were just having, and then I'm going to ask you your takes about tomorrow.
Okay.
So if the season ended right now, the season ends right now, who's your MVP?
Ooh. Jordan Poyer.
Jordan Poyer for All Pro, or we riot.
Yes. Jordan.
Jordan Poyer for All Pro, or we riot.
Because he's balling.
Jordan Poyer is having the best damn season of his career.
Yes. Listen.
Yeah.
That man told y'all to shut up.
He said, shut
up. I'm here.
He said, I'm like that.
You know, Green Bay, sorry, right?
I'm not sorry.
Green Bay, sorry.
No, I ain't sorry at all.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're bad.
You're
mistake. Jordan Poyer is balling out. And if he don't get All Pro, it's rigged.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about it. It's rigged.
It's got to be. There's no way that you have this type of, so far, to point, midway through the season,
yes.
You're not playing at the level that you're playing at, and you're not getting All Pro consideration.
And you don't get recognized? Come on.
No.
Listen. There's something in the water. If he doesn't get recognized, there's something going on. There's something going on.
My man John Spashek said it's in the bag. He getting that All Pro and Pro Bowl.
Yes.
He getting both recognitions this year.
He better. And I get it because they're interchangeable. Micah Hyde and Poyer, they're interchangeable. But when one is balling, you got to recognize that one as balling.
They're interchangeable, but the thing is, this year, Mike is having a very good year.
Absolutely. The defense is having a great year.
But Jordan is having a phenomenal year. Like,
yes.
It's just, and there's no diss to Micah.
No,
like, Micah's having a great year.
Not,
I think he's having a Pro Bowl type year.
Yep.
Micah's having a Pro Bowl type year, but Jordan is having an All-Pro, first-team All-Pro type year.
You know what? I would love them to rank right now the safeties and see where they fall.
I would put him second behind Kevin Byard out in Tennessee.
I'm good with that. But just put them somewhere.
But if you flip them, if you wanted Poyer first and Kevin second or whichever, I'm not mad at either one of those arguments.
Exactly. No, for sure.
Yeah,
for
not sure. Either one. Let's talk about the game tomorrow. We're going up against these Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who Look. That? What is it? Do that? What? Duval.
Duval. Yeah, or how are they saying
whatever.
It? I don't know. Duval?
Duval?
It's Duval. Somebody said Duval. I said Duval. Whatever.
My bad.
They trash.
Whatever. It's hey.
Trash.
That's where we at. There
Y'all
it is.
They ready for that. I was going to save
go.
It to the end,
there
but they
go.
With it. So let's talk about this game. What do you think tomorrow? You know, what's your outlook on the game?
Well, I got, you know, the old soul, Mr. Jerry Hughes,
mm-hmm.
two sacks.
Oh,
it's time.
So it's no pressures. It's actual sacks.
It's time.
Because, you know, Jerry is the king of pressures.
Pressure. He's Mr. Pressure.
Like Jerry.
He's hot pressure.
He applying pressure all day.
All day, right?
But he just do not get that sack.
He don't get it. But also, too, Jerry gets held a lot.
He does.
Okay, Rousseau, last game. The man's helmet came off.
Like, how do you get a helmet completely ripped off your head and it's not
nothing?
A call?
But the ref was like right there. I don't see you. I get it. You're a rookie. You have to earn your stripes.
Nah.
I get it. But still.
Nah.
Still,
if it's a penalty,
bro.
It's a penalty.
Listen,
like, I understand that take. And it's like, you know, not you. But I mean, I understand that take when people say that. Well, he's a rookie. He ain't earned that yet. Bro, my helmet is in the second row.
Off. It rolled to your feet. And like, you was like, I don't see that.
Like, nope. I don't know how that got here.
What is going on with you?
Nope. Nope. Well, I would love to see Jerry get two sacks.
Jerry's getting two sacks tomorrow.
For a couple of reasons. One, I feel like at this point, there are a lot of fans who don't truly appreciate him and recognize why he's so good and why we need to keep him. He came up in trade discussion. Somebody like gave a hypothetical and they were like, let's send Jerry here for this. And I was like, first of all, you keep your dirty, filthy, sweaty, stanking hands off Jerry.
Jerry's not going
okay,
anywhere.
That's my 55, and he gonna stay in Buffalo till he retires.
Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean love the leadership of Jerry Hughes.
It's McDiddy.
He's not going nowhere.
We don't say Sean McDermott. Sorry. It's McDiddy.
McDiddy.
Yeah.
My bad.
Take that.
He's not going nowhere though.
He ain't going no place.
Two sacks. And once to get to two sacks, you guys go over to Not Your Average Podcast and follow me. My
follow
hot
her.
Takes is what they are.
She gonna tell y'all the truth every time. That's all
Listen,
she do.
That's
so
right.
Why don't you let everybody, like I know you already told people where to find you. Let everybody know about the network, which I got going on over there, because I feel like Built in Buffalo got some heat coming.
We do. Hopefully we'll be doing something very soon. But the Building Network, we have podcasts every single day, Monday through Sunday. Mine's is on Sunday, drops Sunday. So if you're not doing nothing on Sunday, which you probably are, but before you go to the game, hit that button and follow and like and listen to me and our craziness.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's me. That's us.
All right. Well, sis, I appreciate you. I know your food is getting cold. That's why I'm not trying.
Cool. I'm about to do another shot. It's all right.
Hey, I got you after this too, because
right,
we're
cool.
We gonna definitely do a
That's
shot
what's up.
To celebrate.
My
all
wife's
this.
Over there. It's like, woo!
Yeah, wifey over there.
Yeah.
Sister wifey is in the building. Shout out to my sis.
Yes, for sure. Thank you for having me
hey,
on Spencer.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate
Shout
you.
Out to the great TSL.
Yes,
That's
yes.
my home girl. I love
Peace.
Her. Where'd Joe go? Come on through, Joe. Come on up, man. I got you, sis. Thank you.
Yep, yep.
We got Joe Kroom in the building. You nervous? Just miss it. I'm nervous. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
It's good to see you.
You as well.
I feel like it's been a long time, but it's really only been like 2 months. I was here for the opener. It feels like forever. I'm shocked you're not in Jacksonville.
Every away game I go to, we lose. So. Oh.
So Joe says every home game or every away game he goes to, they end up losing. So he doesn't travel anymore.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
But I also brought a big Dubs flag to Tennessee. It was a little premature.
But you know what? We should have won that
Yeah,
one.
But I'll take the blame for the loss.
No, we should have won that one. There was a couple of things that happened at that Tennessee game that, you know, we should have beat the Titans.
But Tennessee has the best peanuts.
The best peanuts? Like at the stadium?
Yes.
No, not No, not that. I'm not gonna repeat that. Peanuts, like.
And they
okay.
They also have the worst security.
The worst security and the best peanuts. Okay. That works. So, yo, talk to me about tomorrow. What do you think is gonna happen?
Can I say big dubs or
big dubs?
Did I already do that?
Big dubs.
That's how it is from here on out.
Yeah, I feel like the only game. Two, if we're honest about it, but the only game I'm like thinking will be a real challenge that we may it could go either way is Tampa Bay. I think the Colts are better than we probably want to give them credit for. The record doesn't show it,
but I'm sure Carson Wentz is going to get an ankle injury before then. But he'll be good to go after.
He just can't stay healthy. If he's healthy to get, he's dope. He just don't stay healthy. Yeah,
they're balling though.
They are balling.
They beat the goofy out the Jets.
Yeah, they went way dumb on the Jets. It wasn't even fair what they did to the Jets.
But Tyler Croft is balling in New York.
Shout out to Tyler Croft and his wife. They did a, you know, former Buffalo Bills player, tight end. He had a good game. He had a good game Thursday night.
Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah.
So what's your score prediction, man? I'm not going to keep you too much. I know you over there mingling.
We're chilling. Hey, I'm here. This is me breaking my crowd shell. So.
Yeah.
Last time I did this was at a wedding and I cried. So we're so far so good. I think we're going to put up at least 40.
Okay. I've been hearing a lot of 40 burgers. I've been hearing 45, 43. You going at least 42, so what's up?
I mean, you got the warm weather down there.
Mm-hmm.
Half of our defense is from Florida. So.
Half of my
We're going to be
– Lil Durty from Florida too, right?
Who?
Isaiah?
Yeah.
So we got some offensive players from there. We got some defensive players from there. I feel like Josh just – I feel like he vacations in Florida, so
yeah.
He's going to have his way.
Yep.
I'm expecting Jordan to have a huge game.
As always.
So, you know, what are you expecting? So you said we're going to score at least 40. What are you looking at from the defense? How do you feel like we're going to perform against them?
I think if we're only probably tops, we're going to let up two TDs. And they're going to be just blown coverage.
Too defensive.
That's it.
Let's get it.
I'm cool with it.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
40 to 14?
Yeah.
I'll take it the rest of the year.
I could take it. You give me every game from now on 40 to 14, and I'm
happy.
At
the end of the day, we'll still have the number one defense.
All day. 14 points won't even bother our first. That's, isn't that crazy?
Right?
It's just crazy, man. And the other day, and I'm going to ask you about this, then I'll let you go. So the other day, we were talking about – so now we're talking about defense, but the other day we were talking about the offense. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, like, yo, people really are still saying Josh needs to do more, and Josh needs to take what the defense gives him and take the check down, and Josh needs to do this. Yo, we have the number one scoring offense in the league.
So those people just want him to be Tyrod Taylor.
No, we don't want Tyrod back, man. I love Tyrod. Tyrod was my dude, but we don't want him to be Tyrod.
Absolutely.
Tyrod wouldn't throw the ball down the field for nothing, man, besides that first year.
Yeah.
He did good the first year. So, Will, Joe, man, let everybody know where they can find your work. This is one of the best photographers, if not the best photographer in the city of Buffalo. Let everybody know where they can find your work,
Thank
man.
You. Thank you. I'm on all socials at Crew Photos. I just want to say shout out to Jay Spence for always doing this thing and always doing it big.
Appreciate you, man.
Second days,
appreciate
bro.
You, man. It's my guy. Who else can I pick on before we get out of here? We about to hit the chop up, man. We about to get into this chop up, and it's gonna be a good time. We got a good panel for the chop up. We got Pat Moran, we got Nate Geary, we have Kristen Kimmick, we got A Dubs, Big Dubs, we got my girl Ashley Petty, and we got a couple other people that don't know. I'm gonna call them up here. That's coming up for this show. So it's gonna be a good time. I don't care. I don't even. You already know who I'm talking about. I don't even care. I'm gonna call my cousin up too, real quick. Davon. Dereal McCoy, come holler at me real quick. And then we're going to get on out of here.
Yo, what's up?
See, he knows how to use a mic, too. Chill. Everybody can't talk in the mic. Yeah, with the mask
Even
on, he's doing it right.
On.
What's up, man?
No breakthrough cases, man. I'm feeling good, man. I'm happy you in town.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Yo, give it up for Jay Spence. Give it up for Jay Spence real quick.
Thank you.
Putting this together.
Appreciate you, man. Did you try the Buffalo Rumblings beer?
I did, man.
How you
best
like it?
Best beer I ever tasted.
He's not a beer drinker, but he's
no,
drinking
not.
His Buffalo Rumblings beer because he's supportive. But it's good. It's actually good. I'm not a beer drinker.
Man, go get it. Go get it on.
Well, no, I don't drink beer either. So for me, like to be like, oh, it's good. I like the Big Berry Bean one too. That one is a little more. I could taste more fruit in that one.
I ain't try that one.
That's all right.
Yo, tip the bartender. She's dope.
Tip the bartender. Make sure you tip the bartenders tonight. So let's talk about first. So
yes,
you talk a little bit about yourself. So you head up or you lead a group of young people in some very amazing areas. So why don't you talk a little bit about what you do?
All right. So on the spot, and I love it. So Dereal McCoy, I work with youth in three parts of the city: West Side, East Side, and North Buffalo. My day job is with Push Buffalo, People United for Sustainable Housing. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the love. And I run the Grant Street Neighborhood Center. So working with youth 12 to 22, we do a little bit of everything. We have art exploring the African diaspora. We got chess. We got capoeira, which is a Afro-Brazilian martial art. We have shout out. They know about it.
Yeah.
We have esports. So if you're into gaming, all those parents that told us we couldn't do nothing with gaming, you can get a scholarship to Harvard. You can get a scholarship to The Ohio State.
The Ohio State University.
The Super Bowl of esports is like 10 times bigger than our Super Bowl worldwide. The whole world is watching it. So it's on the rise, and we're just trying to teach them every side of it. So whether you play it, whether you want to program it, whether you want to be in the marketing of it, whether you want to get a sponsorship or run your own tournaments, all those good stuff. Soccer, basketball, and we doing it big. North Buffalo, I run the Can You Hear Me Now open mic. So young people that are talented, again, 12 to 22, they're blowing it up, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's poetry, whether it's dance, voguing. That's some of the young people doing voguing. They be lit.
Yeah.
They be lit, voguing. They be doing it. Shout out to Pose, if y'all seen that. That's my joint. Singing. And then we have Can You Hear Me Now University. They learn the business side of it. Nice. So they're throwing their own event. They're doing the marketing. They're selling the tickets. They get 100% of the profit. You know what I'm saying? So we're having a good time over there. And then on the east side of Buffalo, we got the Galactic Tribe. Under my big arrowhead, you can see my Black Panther chain. So the Galactic Tribe every second and fourth Saturday. We have the Wakanda Alliance program. So come read some comic books with us. Learn about how we can heal as a community. And then we're training young people. So the Wakanda Alliance Academy. We're training youth from 14 to 19. They get paid and they learn about how the systems that run our lives. So whether it's the economic system, the political system, climate system, education system, the justice system, which is not just, you know, so we're doing all those good things, man. Just really, really trying to change the world around us.
You got it all going, man.
Yes,
got
sir.
It all
yes,
going.
Sir.
Shout out to my man, D-Real McCoy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Man,
much
I thank you and Raymond.
It.
Like, I thank y'all coming. Like, I, you know, this means a lot to me. I appreciate y'all showing up, man. So, hey, we about to end this show. We're going to get ready for the chop up. It's going to be about a 5-minute break between this show so I can get everybody where they're supposed to be. So, if you're watching live, make sure y'all get out of here when we end this off. Stick around for the chop up. It's going down. We got some good people coming up. Y'all know how I do it. I'm going to do this again later, and I'm going to do the whole thing. But y'all take care of each other, love each other, and live in peace. And as always, stay positive, test negative. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within art, beats, and lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari, W., and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.